again, we just said it a moment ago. The great praise report of the day is Pastor Clark just let me know here a little while ago this morning that Sister Alice is on the way to the hospital to pick up Brother Ray Smith in from the hospital. If you recall on Wednesday night, Pastor Clark preached on that wild, crazy faith, that kangaroo faith that Brother Ral preached on Sunday night. And Brother Ral and Pastor Clark had all of us unite, bind together Wednesday night at the end of the service. Boy, I hope you're feeling the Holy Ghost anointing that I'm feeling right now. And he had us all bind together specifically so that Brother Ray Smithen would be coming home from the hospital. And that is exactly what's taking place today, church. And I spoke to Sister Alice Wednesday night after church, and yes, Brother Ray had already been at the hospital for more than 2 weeks with a fever. That's more than 2 weeks with a fever, church. That is unheard of. And he was in dire straits. The situation was getting very, very difficult. But again, is there anything too hard for the Lord? We see the miracle that took place. He's going to be home today. So I hope that injection of faith is going to be able to help you to believe for the things that we're going to be praying here in just a moment. Thank God for this great thing that has taken place. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm pulling up a list here of the names that we are going to be praying for. And I'm going to slowly go through these names. I'm going to mention these names. We're going to continue to pray for Gary Strievel. This is Sister Cindy's cousin in Indiana. The Lord would continue to lift him up, raise him up. Also, we're going to continue to pray for Alejandra. This is a niece of Brother Adrian and Sister Julie. Also, we're going to be continuing to pray for Ray and Alice Smithen, for David and Judy Arguijo, for their needs as well, physical needs. I'm going down this list. And as I say these names, church, I want you to picture their faces in your mind. I want you to see their faces in your mind so that when we begin to pray, you'll have a name and a face to pray for. We're going to continue to pray for Brother and Sister Jackson. Sister Helen has a need. I met with her this week. We had lunch together. And yes, she told me that she is dealing with some pain, some discomfort regarding her legs, her lower back. And as Sister Jessica just sent in a text, absolutely powerful about Brother Ray. Glory to God. Yeah, and if anybody wants to send in a text message as we are going through this list, please feel free. And if you have a prayer request, please feel free to go ahead and mention that as well. As a matter of fact, we just got another one right now. I'm writing it down. But let me continue on this list. We're going to continue to pray for Brother and Sister Jackson, for Brother and Sister Riggs, and Sister Helen. I met with her this week. We had lunch together, and yes, she's dealing with some serious pain with her sciatic nerve in her back and in her leg, and we need the Lord to touch her as well. Brother and Sister Riggs, we mentioned Krista. There's also CJ, which is Brother Israel's cousin, who had surgery here a couple days ago. We're going to be praying for her. We're going to continue to pray for Michael Bimbo. The Lord will continue to touch in that situation. Sister Lavenant, we're going to be praying for, let's see who else we have here. Several people, new people on this list. We're going to be praying for Sister Cindy's son, Richard. Sister Jessica just texted her sister Melissa and family who have COVID. We're going to be praying for them. Thank you for that, Sister Jessica. And we're also praying for Sister Boggs' family, that the Lord would give them the peace and the comfort. There is a funeral today for her nephew this afternoon. Pastor Clark is going to be there. Let's pray for Sister Pat Boggs' family, that the Lord would continue to cover them with his peace that passes all understanding. And there's several other names here, church, as far as people that have been calling in. We're going to continue to pray for Sherry. Sherry's been coming to church here in the last several services. This is a woman that Sister Cindy and Sister Alina gave a Bible study here a few months ago when the COVID was going on, or when the pandemic shut us down, rather. And she's been coming to church the last three or four services. She's wanting to get baptized, and so great things are happening there. We're going to continue to pray for Sherry. We're going to continue to pray for Kendra Magallanes, who needs deliverance. And we're also going to continue to pray for Nina. This is one of Sister Cindy's friends, I believe. And also, we're going to be continuing to pray for several folks who have come to us in our outreach, the Hernandez family. This is a family that lives nearby the Sister Sanders home, and Brother Sanders and Sister Sanders have witnessed and testified to them in the past. We're going to continue to pray for them. We're going to pray for Citlali Garcia, Laura Alvarado, Chris Sanders, Elvia, and Sheena. Some of these names you may not even know about, church, but by faith, we're going to go ahead and put these names out there. We're going to be getting these lists out to you soon, and we're going to be adding to this list. So, church, what I'm going to do right now is this. I'm going to go ahead and open up this line, and we're going to be able to hear each other pray just as we've done it in the past. We're going to be able to hear the voices. We're going to be able to hear our burdens and hear the anointing. I think this is powerful when we do this. I'm taking a moment to say this before I do this because we've done this several times. But as I do it right now, as I open up the lines, I want you to begin to feel the anointing. Begin to feel each other's prayers like iron sharpening iron right now that we're about to do. And we're going to go for, I don't know, we may go 10, 15 minutes. Let's see where the Lord takes us. And at the end, I'm going to go ahead and say a few things at the very end. But we're probably going to pray for just a little while here, maybe 10, 15 minutes. But let's really begin to do this under the anointing. Praise God. Bear with us for just a moment. Praise God. Praise God. Everyone, we are unmuted now. Let's begin to pray for each and one of these names that we have mentioned. Let's go ahead and lift up our voices together. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Yaravashata. I thank you for the anointing that we feel already, Lord God. We thank you for the voices that we're beginning to hear that are being lifted up in prayer, Lord God, in intercession, Lord God. Mention this morning, Lord God. We're going to continue to pray for Gary Strevel, Lord God, that you'd continue to touch and lift up, Lord God. We'll continue to pray, Lord God, for the Arquifo family, both David and Judy, Lord Jesus, that you'd continue to touch and heal and lift up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to continue to pray, Lord Jesus, for all of our seniors. Brother Jackson, we're praying for Sister Helen, Lord God. We're praying for Sister Naomi, Lord Jesus, for all of the needs, Lord God. Sister Vita, Lord, who just had surgery recently, we're praying for her as well, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. We're praying for Michael Bimble, who had just had that heart attack, but who you lifted up miraculously, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, that you'd continue to outstretch your mighty right hand for deliverance and salvation in his life, Lord. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to pray for Ray and Alice Smith. For the Ray, Lord God, and for removing that fever, Lord God, and for having him come home today with this miracle, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray for the Fox family, Lord God, that you cover them with your peace. That passes all of us during the time of need. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for CJ, Israel's cousin, Lord God, that you'd continue to touch me. In the name of Jesus. I know we may not have names to mention, but love for the people that are on this call right now that are backsliding or they're not where they need to be. Lord, we're praying that you touch our daughters, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, cousins, uncles, and God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you, Lord God, to heal, to lift up, Lord God, to bring salvation and deliverance in the lives of these, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for our family members, our loved ones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Only you can do this, God. And we're praying for a burden. I said we're praying for a desire, a hunger, a thirst, Lord God, to be souls brought to salvation. Oh, we need that burden, Lord God. We need that burden, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm praying for all these, Lord, that need deliverance. I'm praying. Deliver spirit, Lord God, not bound by spirit. For Abigail. That you bring salvation and deliverance to them. We're praying for Sherry and Miranda, who's coming to church, Lord God. Hungry for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're praying for the Hernandez family. These are neighbors of Sister Sanders, Lord God. Been witnessed, testifying. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your good sacrifice. Oh, thank you for shedding your blood on that cross. And now we have to come for our bodies. Salvation of our sins.
Thank you
for the remission of our sins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In our Hallelujah. We're asking you to touch, Lord God. We're asking you to touch every member in our faith, whatever situation our young people, Lord God, whatever the need may be, we're asking you to lift up. You've begun a great work with your faith, child, the belief of the impossible, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're not praying amiss, something amiss, but oh, we're praying, Lord God, for real things, real. Hallelujah. Anything too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The voices of the people. Thank you, Lord God, for the change of the prayer, the petition, the supplication of your people this morning, Lord Jesus. The faithful prayer of your people, Lord God. Now, Lord God, Break down some walls. Let's pray just a little bit longer, just a few minutes. Thank you for the prayer. We are not worthy of that. Come into prayer, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. We don't deserve it. Thank you. Allow your spirit to let it fall upon us. And your intercession upon us, Lord God. How many times has this happened? Oh, your mercy. You just want to show me how to get the prayer, the right kind of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. And we love you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. We need to be full of your spirit and sensitive, Lord God, in the Holy Ghost, to be able to witness to someone on the street, to be able to see someone, Lord God, at the supermarket on the street, and be able to witness to them about Jesus, Lord. We need that, Lord God. We need that readiness of mind and spirit. Spirit, Lord God, to be instant in in the name of Jesus, we're praying for that right now. For the harvest of souls that you want to bring in. Oh, but we're your hands, but we're your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, just a moment ago, Sister Cindy texted us in and made a request to pray for Pastor and Sister Clark. You know what? Why don't we end our prayer session with this? We're going to bind together right now, everyone. And we're going to be praying for Pastor and Sister Clark. I want you to know our Pastor and Sister Clark. Someone calls in, it kind of breaks the call. So, but let me just finish right now. Pastor,
Rick,
there is strength. Hello. Okay, everyone, let me just finish talking and then I'll open up the line for everyone. Let me finish. Let's pray for Pastor and Sister Clark for strength in everything that they're doing. Why don't we do that right now, church? Lord Jesus, we're asking you to continue, Lord God, and bless our pastor, Lord God, for the need right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ask that you to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Give them the understanding, the wisdom, Lord God, that they need to be able to deal with everything. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Everyone, it's right about 11:30, and we're going to be ending right about this time. But before we end, everyone is unmuted. Everyone, if anyone speaks up, we're going to hear you. And I want to open up the line for anyone who wants to just share a quick testimony or something specific that you want to talk about. Go right ahead regarding evangelism. If there's something that's been happening recently, you want to inject some faith into this call, please feel free. I'm going to open up the line now. Anyone, go ahead and feel free to speak up.
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me?
Hello, is this Elisa?
Yes. The Lord.
Vic's mom.
We already prayed for the Lord to give Sister Krista. She needs a miracle. She needs two new kidneys so she can live free of dialysis and insurances evil. And she can live her life. Yes, by faith, we believe that the Lord has already given her two kidneys because she needs it. To believe,
all right.
To continue living, to praise Him and to live for Him.
All right.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, in Jesus' name. Mama just finished talking about Krista. We've already mentioned Krista's name, but Mama's wanting a miracle for Krista. Mama's praying for two new kidneys. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Church, Mama put it out there. Let's have faith.
Yes.
God. Anyone else want to speak up? Anything else at all? Don't be shy. This is the time to speak up. If there's anything else you want to say, go right ahead. All right. I'm going to ask for Sister Cindy. I just spoke to her yesterday. Sister Cindy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I know she spoke with us last time, but she's ready to go whenever I ask. And I'm going to ask, go ahead, Sister Cindy, if there's anything on your heart, anything on faith that you want to give us this morning.
Oh, just as I was praying, I thought, the Lord loves, we all bind together. And I kept thinking, thank you for prayer. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. But I'm so thankful that we know that if we pray, that He hears us. And I'm telling you, today He heard everyone needs a prayer.
Hallelujah.
And I believe it with every fiber of my being.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm just thankful for prayer. I'm thankful for prayer. I don't know where I'd be without it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Sister Cindy. Thank you for that. And that is the truth. That is the truth. Anyone else who wants to just say a little word, a little add-on, feel free. I'll be honest with you, there's not that many of us this morning. I think we have about 10 or 15 people this morning or so. Actually, less than 12 people this morning. Some
Brother
people may
Rick,
have dropped.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Vida. And
Sister
I just
Vida, yes.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that's out there with prayer. It's an inspiring. It shows us ones that are at home and can't really get out and about how faithful, how strong our church is, that they care about us all as a family and unite.
Yeah.
And it just gives me encouragement. It gives my family encouragement when we get on here and we're hearing you. And it's just so wonderful to know that our church is as strong as it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
And I want to thank everyone.
And I want to thank you for speaking up about that. I want everyone to know Sister Vita went through a surgery on your leg. Is that right, Sister Vita, about a month or
yes.
a month and a half ago or so? And she's
yes.
been dealing with this at home. So she made a comment. She said she's grateful for these calls, these conference calls, and these prayer meetings we have on Saturday mornings, especially for those that are bound or are shut in. They're not mobile. They can't get to the church. So this really is meeting a need. Thank you for that, Sister Vita. That makes us feel really good about what we are doing. Then we're going to continue to pray for you and your family. As a matter of fact, we just baptized, it was Araceli's son and daughter here about a couple of weeks ago. Sister
yes,
Vita was
Crystal and
that.
Chris.
That's right. And I remember she made her way down that aisle. She was struggling to get down. She had to take a couple of breaks, but she made it down to the front to be able to witness that baptism. Powerful, powerful. So thank you for that, Sister Vita. You know, I think we're warming up the fire. I think people are feeling a little more comfortable. There's not that many people left on the call. If someone else wants to go ahead and speak up and just give a word of praise or a testimony, or you want to sing or whatever you want, anybody else?
Brother Vic, this is Teresa.
Yes. This is who now?
Oh, is
that a vende burritos?
Okay, I hear someone trying to buy a burrito or something. So please hold it down there.
Hello, okay. Brother Vic.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Teresa.
Oh, Teresa, yes, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really looking forward to getting back to church. I've been in quarantine because of the funeral I went to over a week ago, burying my brother. But I look forward to joining the evangelism group. Also, I just wanted to let you know that God has put it in my heart to start praying for the ministries and all of the pastors and evangelists that are and the apostolic. I have been praying for the homeless and all of the individuals who are on drugs and out in the streets suffering. So I continue to do that, and I'm sure that he is hearing my prayers. But I just wanted to share that I have added more and more to my prayers every day to reach out to pray for all of those individuals that I don't know, but for God to put the desire in their hearts to reach out to us and the evangelists and to reach out to the churches.
Amen.
And it's been such a great feeling.
Amen.
That is great.
Brother Vic, may I share a testimony, a praise report?
Sister Santa, just before you do, let me make a comment about Teresa before I forget. Sister Teresa, I want to say thank you for speaking up with that. And I want to say, we can hear in your voice, Teresa, that there is a new maturity level that the Lord is developing in you. Your burden for prayer, and you specifically mentioned evangelists and evangelism. Well, to a certain degree, we are all evangelists, aren't we? When we spread that evangelism, the message of salvation, that's what we're doing. We're evangelizing. But specifically, what you said about praying for the ministry, praying for evangelists, etc., thank you for that. We need that, but we are all a part of this. And thank you. Thank you for speaking up with that. That was great to hear. Sister Sanders, we definitely want to hear from you. Yes, go right ahead.
Last week, my stepdaughter Ingrid called me crying, saying that her mom was just admitted to the hospital for COVID pneumonia. She was 70% breathing capacity, and she had to be she needed to receive supplemental oxygen, but the praise report is that she's doing so much better. And I called, I texted Pastor and Sister Clark, and then I also texted the prayer warriors. There's a text tree of prayer warriors. And everyone prayed along with me. I prayed also, and God was so merciful and kind to spare her. And, you know, I just want to share that with you. God is a good God. She's going to be getting out of the hospital real soon. And she sounds wonderful. You know, when I text her, she sounds wonderful. Very encouraged. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Santa. Let me ask you now. Now, this is Ingrid, or who's this specifically?
This is Brother Sanders' youngest daughter, Ingrid. Everyone
right.
knows her. She's been here. Yes, her mom, Diane.
Okay, it's her mom, Diane, that was in the hospital with COVID.
Yes, and they live in a multi-generational home, so the teenage daughter unknowingly contracted COVID from her friend and brought it in the house.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Hey, and I remember you mentioned this here in the last week or two in our prayer meeting on Saturday. We've been praying, so that's a great victory report. Thank you, Sister Sanders, for that. Praise God. God is doing great things. You know what? And again, we still have a few people left on the call. If there's anyone else who wants to speak up with anything, praise report, prayer request, anything at all, there's not too many of us left on the call. Anyone at all?
Brother Vic?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Alina.
Sister Alina, yes. And before you let me just say something. I couldn't even recognize your voice right now. We know that you've been going through it right now, but your voice is sounding nice and strong, Sister Alina. That's great.
Yeah. I did get sick with the virus, but God has completely healed me, so I am absolutely thankful for that. But I just wanted to say, just like Cindy said, I'm exactly where Cindy's at with the Lord hears us. And
yes.
He knows every single need. He knows every single situation in this church. And he's going to stretch forth his hand, just like he did with Brother Ray Smith. And it's no different. With every single need, he's going to stretch forth his hand.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Praise God. Thank you for that, Sister Alina. And again, thank you for that great testimony of faith. But again, your voice, you're sounding so good and so strong. And in all of us, when we heard that you got sick, we heard some things about, you know, you going through some tough things. But thank God you're back to health. You sound nice and strong. God is doing great things in our midst. Praise God. And again, you know, it looks like we're going through everyone down the list. If anyone else wants to speak up, please feel free. Go right ahead.
Jessica, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Jessica, can you hear me?
Yes, it's Jessica, yes.
Okay. I just want to say when you announced that Brother Ray was coming home today, I was in my kitchen, and I just tuned in. And I wanted to shout right in my kitchen.
Yes.
And I had so much emotion come over me. And I ran and I told Sid, Brother Ray's coming home today. And immediately he had tears in his eyes because he told me on Wednesday when Pastor asked the whole church to really hunker down and pray for Brother Ray, he said he felt it so strong on his heart for Brother Ray.
Yes.
So he was rejoicing, I was rejoicing, and he just told me, you know what, Jess, I'm not shocked, I'm not surprised, that's our God. And I'm just
Amen.
Like,
hallelujah,
what God is doing. And just so exciting. I wanted to, I was thinking about a song this morning, and I just wanted to read the words.
If
real
you want
quick.
To sing it to us, Sister Jessica, go right ahead.
Oh, definitely. Probably not going to happen. I'm an emotional wreck right now.
All right.
But I'll read you the words. And they're very touching words. And it says, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Yes.
It chases me down. Fights till I'm found, it leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And that song has just been on my heart, and it's a powerful song. The words are very powerful to it, and I just thought I'd share it with the group today.
Do you know the title of that song?
Reckless Love of God.
I was about to say, the word that stuck out in my mind was the reckless love of God. What a powerful word. What a powerful title. And thank you for that. There's a message in that song. Thank you for that, Sister Jessica. Well, let's see. If there's anyone else, we're almost through with the list. Anyone else want to speak up? Feel free. And we may just have gone through everyone. So, everyone, this has been great. It's about 11:45. We've been here on the call for almost 45 minutes. But it has been a very productive, fruitful call. We went through some names. We prayed for some specific things. We talked. We built some faith up today. And you know what? We found our voice. Literally, just about all of us spoke up today. And what a great thing where each one of us have a voice. And what a message there is in that. Each one of us have a voice. Some of us have been sick here in the last week or in the last couple months. Some of us couldn't talk very well. But look, the Lord has given our voice back. And now we have a voice, both literally and metaphorically. We need to use that voice for God. Praise God. Why don't we just end in prayer right now? Let's thank God for everything we've heard and for all the testimonies we've heard. Let's pray together. And let's, while we pray, Mama had a prayer request for Krista specifically, new kidneys for Krista. Hey, is anything too hard for the Lord? We read the scripture today. Let's pray for a miracle in Krista's life and in any other situation that it's needed. Let's pray and thank God right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity of once again being able to gather together, bind together with our brothers and sisters, Lord God, to pray, to intercede for the needs of your people. We thank you for this opportunity because this is a powerful tool, our prayer that you've given to the church, Lord. This is a powerful weapon, Lord God, and we're using it. We're exercising. We're practicing that weapon this morning, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for a miracle for Sister Krista. Build her faith. Build our faith to believe for the impossible, Lord God. For any other situation that seems impossible, we're going to have faith for it today, this morning, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer, for receiving each request, for every name that we prayed for. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús, we pray. And everyone said, amen.
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 Okay, amen. Now everyone said amen. Praise God. Well, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and end the call here in just a moment, but please continue to be prayerful. Build your prayer closet. If you don't have a prayer closet at home, go ahead and make a prayer closet somewhere in your home, and let's continue to be faithful in prayer. We will see everyone tomorrow morning at church, 10 a.m. God bless all of you. Have a great day in the name of Jesus. Goodbye.
God bless you.